Now joined by Jonathan Garcia from On the Forecheck. Jonathan, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
Old times last night for the Preds. They beat up the Blue Jackets like rented mules. That's happened a few times for Nashville.
Yeah, it has. It's a shame that now we only get to do it about two times a year instead of the six when they were in the old Central Division.
For me, when I look at Nashville, they're such an interesting team. I mean, I know that, most of us think of them as a defense-first, interesting, mustard-colored team that can't score. But there are some things that there are some signs, I guess, that some of these young forwards have enough offensive ability, maybe just to get them into the playoffs this year. How do they look offensively this year compared to past years?
Well, it's kind of interesting. They're kind of doing this schizophrenic type of play this year, where they'll go and score six goals one game, and then they'll go get shut out two games in a row the next game, and then come back and score seven goals again. So right now they're about 23rd, I believe, scoring 2.4 goals a game, which isn't too bad considering the team. But it's just getting to a point of consistency with the team where they need to start scoring goals consistently rather than going long stretches without anyone scoring.
Well, they're certainly patient. They waited on Dave Legault about 15 years, but he's finally coming through with some offense.
Absolutely, and it's kind of interesting because there have been no one really knows what's going to become of him next year, since he's a UFA at the end of this year. And so the chatter is, well, do they resign him because he's the original Predator? Do they let him go because he's kind of getting past his prime? Being a first-round pick, I don't know if you could say that he's lived up, I guess, to the expectations that some people would have had for him, even though he's been consistently one of Nashville's better players. But this year he's proving that, you know, maybe they should actually look at him and re-sign him for maybe a couple of years, because he leads the team in points at 20. He's got leading the team in assists at 15, and he's been one of the better and most consistent players for them this year.
We're with Jonathan Garcia from On the Forecheck on TSN 1260 Lowdown with Low Tide. Who on earth is Marek Mazanek?
You know, that's a great question. I think that if you had asked a lot of Predators fans that earlier in the year, they wouldn't have been able to tell you. So it was kind of people were scratching their heads at the signing that they made with Carter Hutton early in free agency, because he had only had one game to his NHL credit before playing with the Predators this year. And then Pecorine comes down to injury, so he takes up the lead. And I think that if you had asked any Preds fan, they probably would have told you that Magnus Hellberg, who's playing in Milwaukee right now, would have probably been first in line to take over the job. And they called him up for a couple of games, but he didn't get any playing time. And then Marek Mazanek just comes in and starts playing lights-out hockey for him and really picks up this club when they really, really needed it.
Well, and Nashville does this. I mean, you have to understand, from an Oilers fan point of view, this drives us nuts. Drafted in 2012 in the sixth round, 179th overall, all the suits had left and the cleaning staff was in, and they picked this guy, and he's got a .935 save percentage. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's only 22 years old, and this is his first time playing in the NHL at all. Like, he hadn't ever seen any type of NHL experience before coming in to relieve Carter Hutton. And it's just kind of amazing how he can kind of do that. And he looks a lot better. For a 22-year-old kid, he looks calm and composed. And he's kept them in games, especially when they probably don't have any reason to be in games.
TSN 1260, this is the Lowdown with Low Tide. I'm Alan Mitchell. It's 10 after 11. We're talking to Jonathan Garcia from On the Forecheck about the Nashville Predators. Seth Jones is a guy I've seen quite a bit this year, and he does at times look like a rookie, but at others he looks very composed, and he's a really gifted player with the puck, which often doesn't happen for rookies. How have Nashville fans taken to Jones?
They love him. I know that there was... during the draft time, people were saying, you know, they wanted Barkov, or they didn't think that McKinnon was going to go to Nashville. But, you know, then as the chips started falling and Seth Jones fell to them, they're like, well, we don't need another defenseman. But now, as he's starting to play and how gifted and talented this kid is, I mean, the Preds fan base has just fallen in love with him. And, I mean, it's pretty easy to see why, because, yeah, he has looked like a rookie at times, but you have to remember, this kid's only 19 years old, and he was playing in his first season of NHL. But he's looked great there more times than not.
He's interesting to me because, you know, I've seen him play his offside. I've seen him shoot the puck well. He drives really well. He scored, I think, an overtime goal to win a game where he just grabbed the puck, made a beautiful deke, and came in a la Bobby Orr. He doesn't seem to have a lot of limitations to his game. Now, we know he has to mature, but this is a guy who could be a big-time impact player.
Oh, absolutely. And you also, earlier in the season, he was leading the Predators in ice time. So he was getting more minutes than Shea Weber, who is just, you know, a stalwart back on the defensive line. So a 19-year-old kid who's playing more minutes than Shea Weber in his first handful of NHL games is kind of amazing to think about.
You mentioned Shea Weber there. There is a group of Oiler fans, and it's a large group, who fantasize daily about Shea Weber being shipped out of town. My argument has always been the Predators have already paid most of the upfront money, and the cap hit is going to be there forever, but this is a guy who is so good at his job and can make up for a lot of mistakes. There probably isn't a big appetite for Nashville to trade this guy.
I don't think so. And I mean, I don't think Oilers fans are the only fan base that wants this guy shipped to their team. I think just about there are about 28 other teams that would be ready to have him on the blue line for him as well. No, I don't think so. There was talk after he signed, after he got the offer sheet from Philadelphia, that he'd only stick around for a year and then they could ship him out. And there are always chatter amongst fans about, you know, what they could get in return. But, I mean, he's leading the team in goals right now, and he led the team in points last year. I think he had something in the realm of like 25 in the abbreviated season. So this is a guy that's eating up minutes. He's one of their best players, one of their best offensive players too. So I don't see why they should trade him in any way, shape, or form. And I'm just, you know, Shea Weber was one of the reasons that I became a Nashville Predators fan in the first place.
He's an interesting character, there's no doubt. Jonathan Garcia from On the Forecheck on TSN 1260, The Lowdown with Low Tide. Jonathan, one of the things that we sometimes have a hard time with newer teams, and Nashville's not new now, they've been around a while, is finding the personality of the team. When Suter and Weber were there, that was kind of the personality, the outstanding defensive play, the button-down trots defensive system, the outrageously good goaltending with the various veterans who would come through. Is that still the personality of this hockey club?
Yeah, I think so. And you kind of saw that in free agency when general manager David Poile signed a whole bunch of guys, Matt Hendricks, Matt Cullen, Victor Stahlberg, Eric Nystrom, who kind of have that hard hat mentality, that blue collar, we're going to roll up the sleeves and get to work thought process. And it kind of drives fans nuts a little bit. But, I mean, that's the identity of the team right now. And really, you know, without drafting a number one overall center or something along those lines, or hitting the big money for like an Ilya Kovalchuk type of person, I think that's going to be the way that the team is for years and years to come.
In Canada, we envision American Thanksgiving like a day of turkey and relaxing and resting up for the barrage of shopping that happens on Friday. Is that about right?
Yeah, you pretty much hit the nail on the head right over there.
Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we appreciate you coming on, Jonathan.
All right, Alan. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.